Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 3rd of December 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Any Takers, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7 DG, and 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 24, thanks to Mark, VK7 FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7 RHT in southern Tasmania. And we open with RAOTC News, monthly broadcast for December. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 4th of December 2023 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first article describes the author's experience hiring a Tesla car in Canada. He claims it to be more like driving a laptop than a car. Having to negotiate menu-driven controls via the touchscreen is just the beginning. The tale is amusing or maddening, depending on your point of view. The second article is part one of a series called The History of the Transistor and Its Early Development. The first successful transistor was demonstrated in Bell Labs, Bell Telephone Laboratories in December 1947. Its development pioneered a new aspect of quantum mechanics called surface physics. Starting with the bipolar junction transistor, or BJT, then the field effect transistor, or FET, then leading into the metal oxide semiconductors, or MOS, devices, which have become the most widely manufactured device in history. The date again is December the 4th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you're able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file from the RAOTC website. That's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. And contest news, the Spring VHF-UHF Field Day. And thanks to all those who operated on the Spring VHF and Above Field Day last weekend. Logs must be received by midnight AEDST on Monday the 30th of January 2023. Only electronic logs in VKCL or Cabrillo formats are accepted. No PDF or Excel, etc., unless some disability necessitates a paper log, which must be submitted as set out in the rules. Upload your log to the Field Day website via the link that's available on the email edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And statewide news, Thursday night SSTV Nets. Another great net night saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, FGGT, PD, ZGK, EV and KT, and all sharing well over 20 photos. And the following subjects were a sunset over water and an aurora australis, an HF Digimode transceiver the size of a Raspberry Pi 3, the scenic Launceston City Park, including the Russian cannon from the 1856 Crimean War, and the home of the Japanese macaw monkey colony. A mural on the Brooker Highway underpass, vintage advertising for pianos and radios on the side of a multi-story building, and the Hobart Rivulet. Fishing boats in the north and south of the island, single and dual-engined light aircraft, a classic fire engine and an SES 4x4 truck, and tonight's supper is a couple of trays of scones. Remember, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites. that allow anyone to who has sent a SSTV picture the ability to check them on their page almost immediately, any time from the south and north of Tasmania. Also, if you miss the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights, and these photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on the NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. QSL News, the report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And the current list of cards as held on the 24th of November is in the email version of the broadcast. If Herman is holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, please send Herman some stamps. Thanks to those who have sent stamps, while SAEs are okay, Herman prefers that he can provide an appropriate envelope to suit the number of cards. Herman has a copy of the log file for the VK7WIA and will be getting cards ready for distribution in the next week or so, and will likely send VK cards to the various states Inwards QSL Bureau. If you want your cards direct, then please send Herman the stamps. As usual, happy to send cards for VK7 amateurs to the regular distribution teams or distribute them on an opportunity basis. Thanks to those who have been in touch requesting a VK7WIA QSL card. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, VK7Bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. And thanks to those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about their QSL card listing. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest, the NWTARC Christmas Function. The Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club will be holding their Christmas luncheon on Saturday the 9th of December from midday. It will be held at the Lighthouse Hotel, Ulverston, with a large table booked for the event, and members can purchase meals from the menu. And we will provide festive items, so come along, enjoy the fellowship, and wrap up a great club year. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer, NWTARC. And news from the north, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. And the Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And first off, a quick catch-up on the last couple of club technical nights that have been carried over. Andrew VK7DW turned up with a handful of what we initially thought were QSL cards. However, they were pictures. He had been lucky enough to decode SSTV images during test transmissions from the International Space Station earlier in November. Back in September, the service module experienced component failure with the SSTV system. It was initially tested in early October, and I quote from the ARIS website, "There were some odd behaviours by the radio, so the test had been suspended." The November tests appeared to verify that the replacement hardware was now functioning correctly, and as with orbital passes, they didn't always work into their daily schedule nicely, but Andrew, armed with handheld and antenna and decode software on his smartphone, managed to get some excellent images, and ISS images were transmitted on 145/800 MHz in the typical PD120 format. Thanks for the images and update, Andrew. You are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Ross, VK7ALH, had a work in progress with him in the form of a 1 kilowatt input linear amplifier that was working, except it was only putting out 250 watts. That's about half the output power one would expect from the 4 MOSFET output devices. The main heatsink is mounted internally on the side of the case with ventilation grills on the bottom and top. All protection fuses were intact and voltages were present. On further investigation, Ross found that a pair of output FETs located at one end of had indeed failed. Probably the best explanation is that part of the top ventilation grill was accidentally covered and the pair of FETs located below had overheated and cooked. Needless to say, the protection fuses were saved, hi-hi. A couple of replacement devices and hopefully other jobs off his bench. Peter VK7KPC brought along some of his post-auction spoils that he had successfully bid for in the recent NTARC auctions. The card box contained many interesting goodies, a well-presented QRP 80-meter SSB transceiver kit called Tiny Tim from Walford Electronics in the UK, a homebrew QRP CW transmitter beacon for 160 and 80-meter bands, plus tucked away at the bottom of the box was a very neat Drew Diamond VK3XU HF 3-band CW transmitter. I have a funny feeling that some of these items will probably be tested during the up-and-coming Wednesday night Testnet and Technet sessions. Andre VK7ZAB brought along an early Christmas present in the form of a 5-watt 5-band Digimodes HF transceiver. This is from QRP Labs, a model QDX, and is the same size as a Raspberry Pi 3. This kit has all the surface mount device or components factory assembled on the single PCB. Only through-hole components are to worry about. The transmitter doesn't use SSB modulation, only single-tone FSK, and covers the popular WSJTX, JS8 call, and some FL Digi modes like RTTY and Olivia. It can be built to operate off either a 9-volt or 12-volt DC, and the transmitter is an efficient, balanced Class D push-pull power amplifier. As there is no SSB modulation, there is no carrier or side tone to suppress, and therefore only requires a simple low-pass filter on the output. The receiver is an SDR or software-defined radio using the embedded 24-bit sound card. There is also a single USB cable to the controlling PC, laptop or a Raspberry Pi, and if these are set up with VNC, then it could be controlled from a smartphone or remotely. This unit will not do CW, but there is another newer version, the QMX, that includes CW. This should keep Andre busy over the Christmas break, and the link's in the text edition of the broadcast. As always, equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And the NTARC auction hosting. Well, as I said last week, the Shack clear-out auction is all over bar the shouting. The weather held off fairly well, but we decided not to risk things by putting up a refreshment gazebo. There was just under 200 lots and over 300 items making up the lots. Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey was the auctioneer for the day, and he maintained a breakneck speed, churning through the program quite literally the quick and the dead, and only a short refreshment interlude around midday. There was a very robust bidding on some of the items of the sought-after items, and some unbelievable bargains so to be had on the other lots. Thank you to everyone that helped swell the numbers of lots and to be auctioned, and to the buyers that bid for the items. Thank you to all members that helped to set up the hall and the displaying of the items readying for auction. A huge thank you to Nick for his enthusiastic auctioneering, and you certainly made the event lively and engaging. Now the dust has settled, all that remains is to package up the remaining mainland successful bids and ship them off to Victoria and South Australia to eagerly awaiting amateurs. The end of year club celebration is this Wednesday night, the 6th of December, to be held at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale in Launceston, and we will be in a quiet function room at the rear of the dining area. Tables have been booked under the name of NTARC, and the menu is a la carte, and we will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. You can still book in. It's not too late. Just be quick and email the secretary at secretary@intark.net, and we will need to confirm final numbers with the Iron Horse by Tuesday night. A link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of the broadcast. Just for information, the main access to the restaurant is via a wheelchair and climbing-friendly gentle ramp. Club membership renewals. It's that time of year again. All club members should receive an email with instructions on renewing their membership for 2024 soon. For those that don't have access to email, you should receive a letter and renewal form via snail mail. Now, back to the housekeeping. And up-and-coming events. End-of-year club celebration is this Wednesday night, the 6th of December, at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill. The Test and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7.30pm, and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm until about 8.30pm, and your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club General Meeting, Wednesday the 13th of December, held at the Entark Club Rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. Meeting commences at 7.30pm. Coffee Mornings, held every Friday at the Entark Club Rooms, time from 10am until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in, join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The Club Technical Night is now in recess and will be resuming in January at the date to be announced. And finally, a reminder to all those members that if there are any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of Entark Inc. And news from the South, Wison, Tasmania South. Wison ensures scouts are kept safe at their 2023 Clark Trophy competition. Wison members Gary, VK7JGD, Anthony, VK7AG, attended the 2023 event, providing safety communications along with scoring traffic at Oatlands on the 18th and 19th of November. With over 50 participants for the 24-hour event, both operators were kept extremely busy operating three, yes, that's three, radio channels, which also made for a huge amount of paperwork that had to be completed on the go too. Their operating location was on a hilltop in the middle of the farm property used for the hike camp competition, and the scouts were on one CB channel to provide HQ with their overnight camp locations, as well as any safety or medical requests. Another channel was used by the leaders at various locations to forward scoring information from the activities they were being judged on, and a 2-metre channel was used by the Wison crew to then relay this information down to HQ's location at the property homestead. The hilltop relay station was needed as much of the activity area was screened from HQ by the same hill. They also needed to keep a listening watch on the radios overnight in case of emergency. Not sure how windy it was up there, but it all seemed to go very well. Thanks, gents, for a job well done, and that came from Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, who is the Project Commissioner Radio and Electronics for Scouts Tasmania. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, the December end-of-year activities. And today, Reist is celebrating its end of a very successful 2023 with a free barbecue, car boot sale and fox hunts on the Queen's Domain. It gets underway from around 11am at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Bring along your pre-loved items for redistribution at the car boot sale. The fee for car boot sellers is the enormous amount of $5 in the donation box or tap at the square. The foxes will be released after lunch around the top of the Queen's Domains, and we will have some prizes for those lucky enough to find those pesky little foxes. See you there, 73 from the Reese Committee. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the evening with a recently received Gibson Girl Lifeboat Radio introduction. This radio was successfully bid for at the recent NTARC mega auction, and it was named after Charles Gibson's drawings in the 1890s of hourglass-figured women. We went through a brief history of the development of lifeboat radios, appearing between World War I and World War II, and starting with the German NS1, which became the NS2, and in the 1940s the British came up with a design of the T1333 from the NS series. These sets came with box kites to fly the 500 kHz antennas. The US-based their lifeboat radios, the SCR-578s, on the T1333 and came up with their US version. Justin VK7TW went through the circuit diagram of the SCR-578, or the Gibson Girl, and pointed out that these units were not crystal locked and had an output of about 3 to 4 watts on 500 kHz. We went through the features of the SCR-570 on screen and the top instructions and crank handle operation and installation. There are two lamps that indicate the correct speed of cranking and the optimum tuning. Justin went through the insides of the SCR-570. The crank arrangement is a marvel of mechanical engineering to generate the low and high tension along with the CW keying. We had a demonstration of the operation of the unit, and we zoomed in and showed the clubroom maritime watch clock, showing the transmitting in green and the receiving in red time periods. We went through the kit that the SCR-570 was part of, including the box kite, balloons, hydrogen generator, and SCR-578, which all weighed 34 pounds. We took a look at the now-built TNC Pi, running the YAAC application for a packet radio, listening using the 2-metre handheld, and we showed how it picked up the APRS signal from VK7TW-9's van. This week we will be showing the built TNC Pi, some more of the experiments, and the AI and Arduino code generation, plus more. See you there or on the stream, and we stream those nights the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out on RF on DVB-T 7 megs standard definition on 445.5 megahertz. So if you have a TV, set-top box, or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 megahertz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7, a Tango Whiskey. And training and assessment, and our next Reist training and assessment day will be on the 24th of February 2024. If you're thinking of booking for training or assessment next year, please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The regular gatherings include Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. AEST. Actually, that should be ADST, I think. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF-RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 minus 7 MHz. In the south, VK7RAF 146650 minus 600 kHz. CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Statewide, the Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and Southern stations on the even minute. SATA WWFF Group, a meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.58 from 7 to 7:30 and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm until about 8:30pm. And your host for the evening is Nick for K7 at Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Coffee Mornings, held every Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms, time from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There's endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. NTARC Club Technical Nights in recess until January 2024. Northwest of VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local, the Northwest Tassie 2m DX net on 144.190 USB. And Northwest SSTV nights, the next night will be Monday the 22nd of January 2024, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30pm using VK7 RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. And events, Reist, December the 3rd, that's today, end of year barbecue, car boot sale and fox hunt, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11am after the broadcast. NTARC, December the 6th, end of year celebration at the Iron House Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston, 6pm, 406.30 meal. NWTARC, December the 9th, Club Christmas Luncheon, from midday at the Lighthouse Hotel, Ulverston. NTARC December the 13th, Club General Meeting will be held in the Rochely Club Rooms from 7:30pm. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7 Tango Whiskey. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again at Tuesday nights at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RHT in southern Tasmania. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 A Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News, around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73. Stay safe from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.